Yeah, we can get at something in the underwar that with the political parties, the democracy that has gone bad, rotten. And part of that is then the, how to say, the party. That you can take a party, Democrat, Republican, whatever they are called, especially over there when they are, where there are those two big ones. And if you have enough money and influence, you can even try to take it over. Make politics within the party to kick out the unwanted ones and put in your ones. And that we can show here that is going on very much. The Muslims are probably doing it in Europe. The Jews are doing it. The, well, whoever, of course, those who have lots of money are most probably doing it. We can see, I mean, we can just look at the world today. There are these groups there of powerful power players who, I guess there are, it's not just one conspiracy, but a whole bunch of them for power, of course. That's how it always was. But now you can, if you manage to take over a party like that, because in democracies, people still, at least the older generations, they have faith in this party politics and voting and democracy and all that. And, you know, I belong, I have my party. I've been voted for the Social Democrats all my life. This is how Swedes often used to say, and I think old people still may do, or which party it is. And I will continue doing that. I'm faithful to my party. And if you then take over that party, and then you can use it for something else than it was meant for originally, maybe even making it look like it still does what it was meant for originally. But for instance, then going to war here or there in the other part of the world, or maybe it even starts to lower the taxes for the rich and cut down on the social welfare or and Medicare and all that, which we can see going on, right? So and people are not satisfied, but they don't know what to do, and they say there's nothing we can do anyway. They're all the same nowadays, and maybe they are ultimately the same. That the same owners are behind all the political parties. In other words, the power structure, the actual control of the country has risen a bit above that party structure. And we often hear that nowadays, especially in the US. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm working this into our story here of end of war, because it's good to do. And it's interesting how it happens. Where you have these power play, the actual people who are wielding the scepter of power, especially when it comes to international politics, they're always there. The same, no matter who is the president, it seems. And that is becoming more and more evident nowadays. And then we have now this, I mean, therefore we should move away, so it's not looking like America and Russia and all that, but this is a potential possible for a story scenario that we have this, well, this Krishna devotee lady there and also coming from the old ethnic group there of Hawaii in this case, is coming in with that old wisdom there, and from other parts of the world also, wisdom coming in, and a president who maybe is not one of those parts of that political gang, really, who came in from another side and who is old and who's not really, who's kind of satisfied with his life, he's rich and this and that already. So maybe there are a couple or a few of those, and some young guys and girls that they gather around there in a little team, who actually start to think how to do this right now. And they pick up this little, you know, this Dharma and the Tao and the whatever it's called. I mean, they have it in Hawaii, I guess, and other places. Win-win. When it just make deals that everyone can accept. That's how business people who are on the somewhat bright side work. So maybe, I mean, it's an interesting story. You got this two-bit New York businessman who all of a sudden finds himself the emperor of the Western world. It's interesting.